Hello, I'm Zoe, and I'm Zoe Morrison, and I'm from Jamestown Time. I'm here with Maya Casada, and she is going to tell me a little bit about the Jamestown food that we're having.
We eat rays, oysters, turtles, rats, raccoons, and snakes. When we came from England to Jamestown, we also brought stores of dried beef, salt-cured pork and fish, pigs, chickens, and cattle to serve as breeding stock.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit. I'm hoping that we did not eat snakes and rats and raccoons when we did have other foods like fish and pigs and chickens. Is that right?
That's correct. When we ate this food, there was a time known as the starving time, and we didn't have much food during that time. And many of us died the first winter of hunger and diseases. An untold number of us fed on the meat of our dead members. Some of us ran away to the other native tribes, and some others of us, we dug our own graves and awaited our death. That doesn't sound very pleasant, but it happened.
Yeesh. I hope that we do not get stuck in a time like that again. Okay, is it time for you to interview me?
Yes, it is. Okay, so now I'm here with Zoe about her new... John Smith's new rule is cruel. Why do you think it's so cruel?
Well, it's an editorial, column. So, what I thought, I could relate to the people of Jamestown. So, what I wrote is, John Smith has recently come up with a rule to make colonists work harder. The rule is, he who shall not work shall not eat. My question is how it will affect families. And I wrote that because because I had to think about families, so since I have a family. So I wrote, say your child or wife is dying, and you know they only have a few weeks to live. And then I wrote, I would want to spend their last days with them. Smith's rule has a good message, but I spoke with colonists, and some have said that Smith has not been willing to take excuses, so it does not look like things will end well. Then I went and I interviewed a farmer named Jacob Malensky to see what his opinion is on the rule. He said Smith isn't thinking about the colonists' families and how we have to take care of them. The quote was that quote that he used was from the Bible, and Smith knew that the colonists were very religious and would follow the rule since it's biblical. And then for the conclusion, I wrote that about my opinion. My opinion is that the rule was unnecessary and Smith could have come up with a rule less harsh. Just reminding the colonists to stop obsessing over looking for gold would have been a better option in my eyes. Now the colonists could refuse, protest, or even hold Smith captive. He may have just dug his own grave. Now, what do you think about the column, Maya?
I loved it. I like how you, went on, or you asked Jacob Malensky what his opinion is, and then you referred to your opinion, and I like how you asked yourself questions through this, so I think it was really great.
Why, thank you. That pretty much wraps up our interview, so I hoped all of you listening liked it, and I hope that you will now look at the Jamestown Times article. Thank you.
Bye.